And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. Today in the news, gold prices jumped 2% on Tuesday and silver soared by nearly 5% as the dollar fell and U.S. stimulus bets due to the mounting COVID-19 cases eclipsing the optimism around the vaccine-led economic recovery, reports CNBC. The bottom is in now for gold and we see prices heading north of $2,000 an ounce next year, said Daniel Galli, commodity strategist at TD Security. Gold's actually now in a new regime with vaccines, a likely catalyst for higher inflation expectations as the economy recovers, supporting gold longer term, especially amid lower real interest rates. Well, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell emphasized the importance of lending programs it has deployed during the coronavirus pandemic, reports CNBC. The outlook for the economy, though, he says, is extremely uncertain and will depend in a large part on the success efforts to keep the virus in check. As the Dow hit 30,000, the Fed did it narrative becomes even more ridiculous, writes John Tamney at Real Clear Markets. Wealth extracted from the private sector and that is utilized by the Fed can influence the markets, true, to some degree. To pretend our central bank can stimulate economic growth or engineer happy times of the economic kind is as lame brain a belief as the one that says Congress can stimulate economic growth by extracting wealth created in the private sector and redistributing it. The Fed did it is an insult to American ingenuity on a par with Barack Obama's "You didn't build that." And lastly, the collapse of America's middle class crushed department stores. Amazon and the pandemic are the final blows, reports Vox. Across the U.S., department stores are shrinking or shuttering altogether. In 2011, there were approximately 1.2 million employees in 8,600 stores. Today, fewer than 700,000 employees in only 6,000 locations. What happens when the entire sector of retail that employs 500,000 people is in free fall? We're about to find out. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.